Psalm 23 reads like this, beginning at verse 1. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. Whew. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely, your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. You may be seated. Living with great expectations. I believe, although this scripture has its controversy in interpretation, I think the logical summation about the verse is still yet true, where it says in the Bible, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a person thinks, it impacts their life. I believe that the quality of our life is directly paired to our thinking, how we process, situations and circumstances. Our perspective on things has a great deal to do with what we attract into our lives. I believe that you have to understand that Jesus Christ didn't only come that we may have eternal life, but he also came that we may have life more abundantly. Jesus' only mission was not just to give us access to heaven. Jesus' mission was to make us have a better life. And in life, you tend to get what you expect. That's why it's important to expect to be blessed. You got to expect that you're going to overcome. I expect to be healed. I expect to do good on the job interview. I expect to get a good night's sleep and not be tossing and turning over. I expect my hard work to pay off. I expect to be the head and not the tail. I expect my children and their children and their children to be blessed. You got to live with that level of expectation. And that's not spooky or new agey. It's called faith. Faith is the substance of things that I'm hoping for. And it's the evidence of things I still haven't seen. Faith looks into a future that I have yet to experience and say, I expect it to be well. I expect it to be so. I expect my business to grow. I expect to get clients and customers who are willing to pay me what I'm worth. Y'all ain't ready. Let me talk to people over here. I expect to stop having to deal with people that want discounts and want half off. That's why my business ain't growing. I expect God to give me, y'all ain't ready for that. Let me talk to somebody else. I expect God to increase my revenue. I expect God, I expect to meet my revenue goals and my financial goals because I wrote them down. I expect goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Is there anybody